Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Minister Lombard Machinge. Blow your trumpets, based on the book of Joel 2, verses 15. And before Worship House said, he lifted me up. You're on Heart to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And that's how we came out from our talk with Pastor Clement Masina, talking about the pros and cons of AI. And I have a word bite for today coming there from Pastor Nozipora Okolota, and it will be focusing and looking into the book of Hebrews 11. Taking us there, the sounds of Mangaliso, ruler of everything.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Book of Hebrews 11 is famously known as the Hall of Faith, because it tells us of great and mighty acts that were accomplished by ordinary people such as you and I by faith. In verse 32, it continues and says, what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions and quenched the fury of flames and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised back to life again. We are also able to conquer kingdoms. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds, because we do not war against flesh and blood, but against rulers and principalities in the dark world. So we are fighting against the kingdom of darkness from the kingdom of light. They also administer justice. There are things that the blood of Christ has paid for that people are still not inheriting. Even the children of God are not living under the entire inheritance that Christ has provided for. The Bible says he went as a high priest with his own blood into the Holy of Holies and placed his blood on the mercy seat, that we might get an inheritance. But there are people who are still walking in oppression. There is no one to fight for them to receive justice. The enemy is not going to just give us what is rightfully ours. The Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. There are things that we are going to have to administer by force. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 1:17 that we should seek justice, not only for ourselves. It says, plead the cause of the oppressed and the fatherless and the widow, which means the fatherless are those who are not children of God as such. God is not yet their father, but we can stand in the gap and say that the blood of Christ also was given for their salvation, and pray that the Lord opens their eyes, the eyes of their understanding, that they may receive this great inheritance that has been paid for them. They do not have to walk under the oppression of the enemy when Christ has already paid for their redemption. So we stand in the gap and we declare, we administer justice as the body of Christ. The next thing they did is they gained what was promised. There are promises that the word gives us for the world. For instance, the Bible says that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It's a promise that we have for the corporate body. We have a promises for the body of Christ. We have promises for the world. We have promises for us as individuals in the body of Christ. We have promises for families. There are some families where maybe your grandmother was praying for you or for the bloodline, and there were promises and covenants that God entered into with them, and yet those promises are not realized. You can gain, you can go and claim everything that is promised to you by faith, and walk in the fullness of it. Do not accept less than what is your inheritance. The next thing that they did, the Bible says, they shut the mouth of lions. Now, the lions in the word speaks about persecution. When we read in the book of 1 Peter 5, it says that the The devil roams around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Resist him by faith, knowing that you're not the only one who's suffering persecution. And then King David in prophecy speaks in Psalm 22, he says, "Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me." And in the book of Job, it also talks about lions may roar and growl, yet their teeth are broken. So we can make sure that the lions are powerless against us when we stand by faith. And then the next thing that they did was that they quenched the fury of flames. Now, flames is talking about troubles when they arise many times in the word. So the Bible says that by faith we can quench all the fiery arrows of the wicked one. So these are arrows, and the Bible says in Psalm 91, "You will not fear the arrow that flies by day." So there are arrows that will come. In the book of Daniel, it talks about both the lion and the fire, and the lions came because they were trying to. It was a persecution because they knew that Daniel was not going to compromise his belief in God. And yet the flames came because the enemy wanted the Israelites to go into apostasy and worship false idols. And these men who now refused, the young boys who refused to bow before the image of the king, they were thrown in the fire. And yet the Bible says, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. Through the waters, you will not drown. When they came out of the fire, because Christ showed up in the fire, and it says that they did not even smell like the fire. And yet the men who threw them in the fire died from just the flames. So by faith, we are able to quench the fury of the flames. And the next thing that they did, the Bible says they escaped the edge of the sword, and their weaknesses was turned to strength. Paul spoke a lot about his weakness, and through his weakness, God was strong. When God calls Moses, the first time when Moses finds out his calling, he wants to go by his own strength. He feels able and he fails. And God is not behind that. The second time when God calls Moses and he feels too weak to go, then God says, now it's time for you to go. Now my strength can be seen. Now my hand can be the one in charge, not your own flesh and your ego. When I show up, nobody will say, you know, this reminds me of when Abraham says, "No, don't give me anything. I don't want anyone to say, I made Abraham rich." God should get all the glory. So in our weaknesses, in the areas where we are weak, the Bible says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Our weaknesses can be turned to strength, and then we can become powerful in battle. You know, when we need to do warfare for our family, stand in the gap, maybe for those that we need to plead for, you know, justice for, or our children, or whoever it is we need to stand in the gap and fight for, even for our own inheritance to fight for it, God can give us strength in battle by faith. We come by faith. And the Bible says they routed foreign armies. And that means that the armies got into confusion and panic and scattered everywhere. The Bible says that the enemy will come in one direction and they will scatter in seven directions. This is what we can also accomplish today by faith. This is also our inheritance. So let us walk by faith. And we get faith by hearing the word of God. So let us fill ourselves up with faith. The last thing I read is that women received their dead brought back to life again. When you read in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet, the Lord puts him in the valley of dry bones, and he says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And he says, "You know, Lord." So he's depending on the Lord, because in himself, these bones can't live. It's a weakness for him. And God starts to speak word after word. Tell them to do this. Tell them to do this. And as he commands, let muscles grow, let the veins grow. As he speaks in stages, they come alive. So let us also in stages follow and speak as God speaks. As God gives us his word, we speak it into our lives, and let's watch the dead situations, the dead hopes, the stolen, the dead joy, whatever it is that is dead, come back to life again. And this is the word bite for today.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.